Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to show you what I just looked at, all right? Move this camera out of the way.
Oh, is it inappropriate?
No, not at all. The subject of the email from...
the camera's going to go down. Great. Yeah,
right, of course. Cody. The email's from Fanatics, right? So, and the subject line is, spring into style with fresh new Royals fits. Cool. Let me see what they got for the upcoming season, right? What's new? Here's the first thing that pops up.
Hell yeah.
Well, last year's playoff shirt.
Well, I want you to buy one now because they're going to be October ready when it comes to the season.
2024, right there on it. Spring's here, and it's got October's ready. 2024. This is what Major League Baseball is tasking with marketing their stuff.
Speaking of spring, spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. We'll have Josh Verner join us about 8:17. That's just how we do time here on our show that we call Fesco and Dusty. Thanks for listening. 913-586-7965. Somebody said they had chicken tenders at the K last year.
Okay.
That have been sitting out since the 2012 All-Star game.
Take the day. That's the popcorn, though. Unless you buy the Topsies popcorn, they pop that popcorn, they stick it in trash bags, and they throw it in the back room. I can't tell you how many times I've seen trash bags of popcorn.
Yeah. Someone says, is this the same number to call for the caller number five type stuff? Yes. 913-586-7965. Phone line and text line. David, he got the memo. Congratulations to David.
David. Way to go, David.
On the Wagyu. I don't know how you say it anymore.
Wagyu.
Wagyu, Wagyu?
Wagyu beef.
Okay.
Wagyu beef. Booth Creek Wagyu. Two locations, man. Love that. The one at 135th and Metcalf is fantastic. They got a new one on Knoll. Get the Denver cut steak. I mean, you will eat this meat. And I'll tell you what. Here's a little trick. You look at this meat and you go, that's not a very big piece. It's plenty for a family of four because it is so rich. It is so delicious. You need like one steak. It will feed your whole family. I promise you. It's outstanding.
Yeah. Somebody says Freddy's has underrated chicken tenders. That is true.
Do they really?
Wow. Yes. All right. I got them once because I always get the chili cheese fries there. I know. Chili cheese lord.
You and my wife would be a good couple. I'm just not a chili cheese person.
That's my order is the Freddy's double with the chili cheese fries. No onion. And one time they didn't have chili. So I just got cheese fries and chicken tenders, went right back to high school.
She doesn't like onion either. You're perfect for her.
Wow. Side of the jalapeno fry sauce, dip that tendy in there, shut your door, draw the curtains, clean the drawers, mop the floors. Anyways, Jay Binkley, man, with a banger of a drop yesterday. I'm going to be honest with you. Binkley came out on this show yesterday and he decided to say this.
The draft, I think, is one of the top three sporting events that we have.
So a little bit louder for those in the back.
The draft, I think, is one of the top three sporting events that we have.
4:21 yesterday, my phone rings. It's Jay Binkley.
4:21?
4:21.
Let me tell you something, Bob. That garage talk got me going.
So he calls me, and I see Jay's calling, so I answer the phone. I always like to talk to Jay. He goes, I really got to talk to you about this top three sporting event thing. I'm going, okay, so you got more, and you want to talk more about it? And he started, you know, kind of weighing in. And you know, I told Jay to call in and give his case because after I got done talking to Jay, he's right. The draft is one of the top three sporting events that we have. And I tasked you guys with going home and telling me what you think the top three sporting events are, telling us what you think the top three sporting events are. We didn't want to share it because I think we're all going to have different answers. None of them are wrong. But after listening to Jay and hearing from Jay, I agree with him. The draft actually made my list of top three sporting events that we have in this country.
Not even close to me.
Wow.
Yeah. How can it be a sporting event when they're not even playing the sport?
It's an event, and it's the only thing that everybody talks about. I mean, we talk about the draft as sports fans literally every day of our lives. Every single day of our lives, right?
Yeah.
During the season, not during the season. Off season, October, everybody somewhere, some way is talking about the draft. How many people have mock drafts out now? How many people talk about the value of draft picks? I don't think we talk about anything more in more ways than the NFL draft. And
I don't even think it's top 10.
Yeah, see, I do. With as much time.
Yes, I'm serious. It's not what you think it is.
A million people went to that thing last year in Detroit. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people are going to these things. It is. I mean, when you encompass everything and how many people talk about it and at the water cooler, who's drafting who should be the number one pick. And I'm sure Mac agrees with me on this one and you know, Binkley as well. I do believe it is a top three sporting event in this country, the Super Bowl and March Madness for me, because it encompasses everybody.
No chance.
With Bob on this one. Now I'm ready to be convinced, but
tell us why it's not, because everything that Binkley, and I wish Binkley would call him, because boy, he had a bullet point list, a checkpoint list of why. And again, he's the draft guru, but he convinced me. And I'm like, I think you're right. I think the draft is a top three sporting event in this country.
I love Jay Binkley. He's one of my best friends in life. He's extremely biased.
No doubt.
He does a mock draft. He does a podcast only draft related. You're not, I'm sorry, Bob, you're not watching rounds 3-7.
I'm barely watching the second half of the first round, but we are consuming the draft year round. We're
not
talking
really.
About these players
you're talking
year
about the draft
round.
In September?
Oh,
you're
God.
Talking about the draft in October?
Yes, always. There's always people talking about the draft order, who's drafting where, who needs what. The minute a quarterback gets hurt, we're talking about the draft. The draft is a constant topic of conversation in the NFL world and with football fans. And with sports fans, more people talk about the NFL draft probably than the Super Bowl.
They might talk about it, but they don't. To me, that's an egregious take by Binkley, because number one is the Super Bowl. I think we can all agree on that. I don't have the text, I know, but I have a rundown of it, so I don't want to be persuaded. Number two to me is March Madness. You don't watch the regular season of college basketball, but everyone will be locked in on Selection Sunday. Everyone will have a bracket. Mm-hmm. Everyone will act like an expert. Mm-hmm. Everyone will know who Cooper Flagg is.
Are you describing the draft or the brackets?
No, I'm describing the brackets and college basketball. And what does everybody... Dudes get their nuts clipped for the first weekend of the draft, or of March Madness. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a thing. Vasectomies happen because they go watch March Madness. Literally, look it up. It's a true stat. Number three is the Masters. Nobody gives a rip about golf the entire year. Oh, here's Dusty talking about golf. Big surprise. Nobody talks about golf all year, right? To debunk your statement about the draft. You say people talk about the draft all year. It stays relevant all year. No one gives a rip about golf. The average person probably couldn't name six golfers. But when the Masters come on, you're locked in. You know that it's a green jacket. You know that Tiger's won it in 2019. You know that Scottie's won it twice. Some people still remember Bubba Watson shot in the pine straws around the tree, right? And you hate golf. That's strong. The Masters brings everybody. People know things about the Masters. The draft, 100,000 people. How many of those people were Detroiters? Great show.
Well, it was a million people at the draft.
But how many of those people were Detroiters? This year when it's in Lambeau, how many of those people will be from Green Bay, Wisconsin? When it was in Kansas City, how many people just went to be there? Again, I don't think it's a top three, let alone top five, maybe not even a top 10. Kentucky Derby's over that. Indianapolis 500's over that. Daytona 500's over that.
I disagree with all
World
of this.
World Series is over that.
I disagree with definitely the NASCAR.
Yeah, the
NASCAR is the most popular sport in the United States.
I'm just going to read you this stat about the Masters.
NASCAR is more popular than football?
No.
More people watch it?
No, not at all.
Maybe not football, but it is one of the top three most popular sports in the United States.
No.
World Cup is more of an event than the.
No, it's not. NASCAR is not one of the top sporting events in this country. We had the numbers last week or 2 weeks ago. It was the NFL, obviously, then it was baseball, then it was the NBA. And then I really think it was the NHL. I'm like, NASCAR isn't there. This about the Masters. Since 1995,
better than the draft.
Since 95, TV ratings for the Masters tournament final round have generally fallen, with the 2024 tournament averaging a rating of 5.2. This marked a decrease of around 5% from the previous year and a decline of nearly 50% since the turn of the century. The Masters is not one of the top sporting events. It's only interesting if Tiger Woods is playing on Sunday. That's when people tune in, right? If you want to say Tiger is one of the three most, what did Binkley say, one of the top three sports events? If Tiger, yeah, Tiger is. Tiger's playing well. He is. That's not the Masters. The numbers right there, you know, prove it out. And I'm looking at a pie chart of the Masters. The numbers have dropped big time. I think that's probably Binkley calling in right now.
No, that's an ESA test.
It is. It's Binkley calling in right now.
Oh, it is.
And so we'll get them on. But no, I with as much time that people spend on the draft, it's not just that day. People are drafting and talking and having that conversation about it. And Jay, I'm going to put you on the line here if we know how. And explain to everybody what you said to me at 4:21 yesterday about why you think the draft is a top three sport. Because I agree with you. You convinced me yesterday.
Well, it just is. It just changes. You know, think about Patrick Mahomes. In the draft, when the Chiefs traded down to 10, it has changed the city's complexion forever. It's just what changes cities and teams. People think about the NFL. The NFL is so popular that a couple years ago, when legal tampering happened to come out on Monday, when the brackets came out on Sunday, nobody talked about the brackets. They talked about the free. They talked about the legal tampering, or they talked about the free agency happening instead of the games. I mean, it became a big topic because everybody's thinking about their NFL team and what they're doing. And you know what? I love the Masters too, Dusty. I watch the PGA Tour all the time. I watch it. But you know what? If you go outside, my neighbors are not saying, "Hey, man, do you think Scottie Scheffler's going to win again?" No, they're not doing that. You know what they're saying? Who do you think the Chiefs draft? What do they need?
That's local bias, Jay. That's not the United States. That's local Kansas City bias. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs. That's local bias.
It depends, Dusty. I mean,
it doesn't. That's a fact. That's local bias.
No, it's not, because fantasy football is so popular around this country.
So they're coming outside going, "Who's Shedeur Sanders going to?"
No, but
exactly.
People talk about it though. People talk about it at work. When they're at work, they're saying, you know, who's going to go or what team's going to draft. But a million people went to the draft in Detroit last year.
That's
Find me another sporting event in this country where a million people attended it.
The World Cup when it comes to Kansas City.
Well, there won't be a million people here, but there will be a million people attending the World Cup games and whatnot.
They said having a World Cup qualifying game is like nine
Super Bowls.
Are
we talking about games? Or how are we judging?
Events. You said events.
Yeah.
That's an event.
The World Cup, fine. That's higher than the Masters. It's higher than March Madness.
The draft is every year. The draft happens every year. The World Cup does not. But here's the thing, though. If football is so popular that, you know, in teams or towns that don't even have pro teams, they're playing fantasy football. You know, people are doing it because they're interested in the game. And the combine is kind of a prelude to the draft and what people are doing, kind of a build-up to it. But people talk about the draft. Whether you want to admit it or not, people are talking about it. I guarantee you people hear more about the draft through their friends, through their family, where they're going to draft, than they hear about the Masters.
So are we talking about day one of the draft or all rounds of the draft?
I think Binkley's talking about everything leading, like every day of the year leading up to the draft, right?
As a whole, I mean, but ESPN, everything, they're talking about the draft and who's lining up to be one of the top picks, and the combine came out and they said who's positioning themselves to be a top 10 pick. in the draft. Okay. But people are thinking about football, and the NFL just consumes everybody. But the draft is an event. It's what people go do. And whenever the NFL decided to move it around to different cities instead of having it in New York, it's been extremely popular. There's over 600,000 people a couple years ago at Nashville. Kansas City was a major event when the NFL draft was in the city. It's going to be huge for the city of Green Bay and the economy up there when they draft is in Wisconsin next month. I mean, people are going to be talking about that and going to it. I'm just saying, whether you're casually talking, I don't know how many of your friends will talk about the World Series.
Well, I
how
also,
many of your friends will talk about the Masters?
But again, you talked about
the draft.
Here are the numbers right here. But the Gallup poll has come out about what your favorite sports are in America. 41% of people say football. 10% say baseball. Baseball's number two at 10%. Basketball is number three at 9%. Soccer comes in with 5%. Ice hockey, 4%. Auto racing, 3%. Figure skating, 2%. Tennis and golf, mixed martial arts, everything else, 1%.
Yeah, that's not a fair argument because you're talking about the sport in general as opposed to a single draft, as opposed to, yeah, I don't expect people to watch 162 games, just like I don't believe people that sit there waiting and pining for every single pick.
But the Masters television ratings are down 50% since the turn of the century, so that means it's decreasing in popularity.
How many people in this country know who won the Masters last year, and how many people in this country can tell you that Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft?
I couldn't tell you who won the Masters last year if you gave me $1 million right now, Jay. And I'm just
you can tell me Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
Mr. Irrelevant, yeah.
Because he was in the Super Bowl.
I think we knew that anyway because he's playing better. I'm just saying, whether you believe it or not, I know people are going to like certain things, whether it's a tone of 500, which I love that. I love the Masters. I love all that. But that's kind of a segmented thing. I just hear so many people talking about the draft. People that my aunts. Hey, what are they going to do for the draft this year? What do you think? What positions do you think they're going to need? You know, with free agency, where's that set them up for the draft now with the players they went out and got in free agency? It doesn't look like they're going tackle because the Chiefs need an offensive tackle. My aunt's hammering me about that.
Well, your aunt also knows that's like you eat, breathe, live, and draft. Dusty's friends know he's a golf fan. Vern's friends know he's a baseball fan. So people are going to talk to you about what they know you're passionate about, too.
And I'm the wrong guy to ask, but I do hear people talking about the draft as casual conversation more than other things.
A friend of mine says this, you can agree or disagree, but if we're using months of the draft lead up, then I guess the entire 162 baseball season leading up to the World Series also counts.
You know, people don't give a crap.
Oh, okay. Baseball had its highest ratings last year for the World Series in like 20 years.
Okay, but compare that to the NFL ratings.
Now are you doing NFL? Or are you doing the draft? Because I'm talking about the World Series, not the season, not the sport. I'm talking about the actual event of the World Series as opposed to the draft.
I just think anything to do with the NFL just beats everything. I just do. I think when it comes to legal tampering and how crazy that was, and people talking about that, and people talking about the combine, people talking about the draft, people talking about the Super Bowl. I just think football is what we love in this country. And the draft is part of it. I'd say it's not a sporting event, so it's not fair because it's an event. I mean, I'll admit that's what it is. But I just think so many people start talking about it, months in advance. Are people talking about the Masters in February? No. They start talking about the draft and maybe who's positioning, where your team's lining up to get draft picks. They talking about that in February? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because everybody's team but two are out of the NFL season.
I know, but I just feel that a lot of people are talking about it. It's becoming so popular with the moving around the different cities.
12 million people watched the first round last year. Best day one number since 2021. The World Series this year, LA and New York, bigger markets, obviously, where they get about 15 million a game.
How many people watch second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh rounds of the draft? It's the whole event.
There's not as much on that. No. I'll give you that. But it's the whole event of the whole thing and who your team drafted and they putting it together and seeing who your team drafted and looking at the players and all the people that will be on X looking at YouTube clips of the Chiefs, fifth round pick or who they're getting in the seventh round. They'll be discussing, that player and talking about that player and getting excited for it. And again, it does change things. When you draft a certain guy, it can change the complex of how you feel about your city, your town, your state, everything. Think about how this city changed when they drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Fair point. Binkley, Max yelling at me, Specs yelling at me. I got to go to a break. We appreciate the time, man. I appreciate the conversation.
All right, guys.
Jay Binkley there. On the other side, we'll dive into more things. I'm going to go have a cigarette and talk to Vern.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5.
Dive right back here on 96.5, The Fan. I'm the bad guy. I'm the D-bag. I'm butthurt. I'm a douche. Dusty doesn't know blank. Feed it, text line. Feed it. It's fine. Thick skin over here. I'm a fat boy. There's a drop for you, Mac. We're now joined by Josh Vern. You're live in Arizona. Vern, go ahead.
Settle down. Settle down, big fella. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, there's nothing that I enjoy less than agreeing with Jay Binkley. But in order, it is Super Bowl I. I think it's the Thursday, Friday of the first weekend of March Madness. Yeah. That's number two. And then, yeah, the NFL Draft 3. I put opening day 4. But, yeah, it's undeniable. I mean, you know, how many times have we had the conversation of the NFL swallowing every other sport over the last 10 years has become a niche sport.
Yeah.
So, the next graduating class into the sport that dominates this country is a top three event. Great conversation. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. The term niche sport, I've always used for like soccer or hockey or, you know, even college basketball at this point in time. Baseball is falling more and more into that category of that niche sport. And I don't know if it was you and I were talking off the air the other day about this, but like everybody's walking around going, how do we get something back from the NFL? How do we recapture a little bit of this?
And they can't because, meanwhile, in the NFL offices, they're thinking, all right, we took Christmas from the NBA. How can we grab opening day away from Major League Baseball? And I pray that they're not actually having that conversation, because if they decide to, and the only reason I put opening day at 4 is because of the ties that it has to this country and the nostalgia that it brings back, which I know Dusty would point to when it comes to the Masters, but I think golf has been a niche sport longer than baseball has been a niche sport.
Yeah, so is NASCAR as well. All right,
Daytona, no doubt, yes.
Let's get to Bobby Witt Jr. You were there last night when he suffered that injury. You and I were texting a little bit back and forth about that.
Yeah.
Kind of tell us what you know as of 6:27, Arizona time.
Yeah, guys should be reporting to the clubhouse in the night. Well, Bobby should be reporting him. Cags has been the first one there just about every single morning. Credit to him. But Bobby will be right behind. That should be any moment now. And then, get the training staff to look at him, and we'll get an update. We get inside the clubhouse at about 10:50 Kansas City time. We'll talk with Matt Quatrero coming up at 11:45 Kansas City time. So during Cody and Gold, we should have the latest update. But yeah, for as dire as things seemed yesterday when, Bobby crumbles to his knees after taking that 96-mile-per-hour fastball from the hard-throwing righty out of the Mariners' bullpen, takes it to the left forearm just above the elbow. Everyone's heart stopped. Everyone saw the season circling the drain when you watch Bobby go to the dugout to kind of pace up and down, trying to, honestly, what he was doing. And listen, when you play 160 games of shortstop and play 161 of 162 last season at the most taxing position, second only to catcher, while hitting at the top of the lineup, while being the face of the franchise, answering the bell, delivering on a daily basis, there's no questioning the toughness of Bobby Witt Jr. So that throughout was giving me solace, a lot like it does whenever you see Salvi get banged up. They're just built a little different, a la Patrick Mahomes. Things that appear catastrophic, there's just something about their athletic build that allows them to come out the other side. But you could see Bobby going through that mental physical duel of to be as great as Bob, Salvi, Patrick, man, you have to have a little bit of delusion. You have to be able to convince your mind. You have to be able to convince your body that I'm fine, that I can push, that I can work harder, that I can do a little bit more. You could see Bobby trying to present himself as if everything was fine as he was walking up and down the dugout. Then he would take a seat and, you know, kind of agonize there in pain. The pain was overriding his strong mental ability. And that kind of collision between the physical and the mental, you could watch it all transpire inside that dugout. He took the next pitching change. He was quick to head out to the clubhouse and get that x-ray, which thankfully came back negative, according to the Royals. No fracture in the left forearm. So, honestly, all is well, not all is well, but for as bad as things could have been, this is the best possible outcome. We'll get more later on today, but, you know, I would expect to see Bobby at least in those one of those two games in Texas leading into opening day 2 weeks from today. But again, we'll find out more later on today, but it certainly does appear as if the crisis is averted.
So, Josh Verner, you will say that Bobby Witt Jr. will play again before opening day? In your opinion?
Well, yeah, in my opinion. Yeah. I just, man, that's tough to go 2 weeks without facing live pitching, to have your timing down to face, you know, a Tanner Bibee on opening day at Kauffman Stadium. Mm. Yeah, I would think he'll get a few more at-bats, but again, you know, I didn't take 96 off my left forearm.
What was kind of like the demeanor around the team? I mean, obviously you mentioned Bobby in the dugout, like going through the aggravation of being hit by a 96 heater to the forearm. But like, was everybody else kind of, cause you know, that's the guy, man. Like that's like if sure. Mahomes goes down, everybody gets quiet at Arrowhead. Was it pure silence out there?
I mean, throughout the stadium, for a while, but then it was like three plays later where Nelson Velasquez got all twisted up in right field, went ass over tea kettle, and I think his ego was hurt, and you know he just kind of sidestepped off the field. I guess they're calling it a cramp. Yeah, that
so baseball, right? Like guy fell over a drain pipe in the outfield or something.
And the Royals fans that were in the building, I think, were able to move on from the Bobby injury. Because the Royals mounted a four-run comeback in the ninth inning. Jack Caglione roped a 112-mile-per-hour missile to left center field to help really jumpstart that ninth inning comeback. So still a nice day for Royals fans out in Peoria. That became even better once you found out no fracture in the left forearm of Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, I'll give the Royals a lot of credit, too, with their Twitter account, keeping everybody up to date as best as and quickly as they possibly could. Like, and I do mean that in all sincerity, because so many teams try to hide everything, which is the dumbest thing you can do. Then it causes people to speculate, put out wrong information, make things up. The Royals were on it yesterday by them tweeting out about the x-rays and stuff. So I do want to give them a lot of credit for keeping everybody up to date. But everybody knows, man, like this is reminiscent of like when the Royals lost Kane in 16 and they could never recover. You don't recover, in my opinion, losing a talent like Bobby, you know?
And it's, perfect comparison.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Cain, the straw that stirred the drink for those championship teams. Yeah, you for as much as the collision of Moose and Gordo in 2016 hurt that team, the reason why they were unable to finish above 500, they were unable to get to the postseason, was the Cain injury and Wade Davis starting to get a little banged up at that end of the 2016 season. And for as key as Cain was, and you know this, we all know this, George Brett is the closest thing this organization has had to Bobby Witt Jr. But even on those teams with George, you know, he had a few additional all-stars around him. Bobby has Salvi, and that's it when it comes to all-stars. No, there's no recovering from an extended absence of Bobby Witt Jr., especially to start the season where everyone, even the veterans, put a little added pressure on their shoulders. So to imagine not having seven out there in game one means more than him not being there for game 101. Those early games, as we know better than most in Kansas City, April baseball is very important. It's tough baseball at Kauffman Stadium in that weather, but very important to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. That was certainly exemplified last season with their solid start.
Vern, I wouldn't be doing my job if it wasn't a Thirst Trap Thursday with Jack Caglione. He had a little surprise yesterday, right? Nice little double.
Oh, yeah, yeah, smoke that bad boy. I was sitting out in the crowd. It was right at the, ninth inning. Mm-hmm. So I get a chance to overhear Royals fans and the way that they talk about them. And, everyone, it really doesn't matter if you're a former player or just a schmo like me. You're just amazed at the size of the young man. I mentioned earlier in the week about Mark DeRosa, the mm-hmm. former Team USA manager, former big leaguer, now on MLB Network. Had a chance to talk with him when he came to Royals camp, and first thing he said was, "Buddy, Jack Caglione." And then his whole face just kind of was gobsmacked at, just how big this dude is. I'm like, he's a horse. He goes, not only that, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. So, yeah. I mean, people are going to fall in love with the power. They're going to fall in love with just the eye-popping size of this dude. Dusty's been talking about the shoe size. I've been talking about the paws that he has. And then, of course, I always give my wife a hard time because when we first met, she, like most young women in Kansas City at that time, had an affinity for Eric Hosmer.
And she got you. Wow.
Yeah, what a huge step down. In retrospect, maybe I was just a conduit for her to possibly mm-hmm. meet Eric Hosmer. It all backfired. He went to San Diego, and she said, what the hell, I'll stick with him.
Yeah, made the right decision.
Now Cags, I think, is going to replace Haas as that new great baseball player heartthrob in Kansas City.
Is he the best-looking athlete we've had in Kansas City in this generation? Is he better-looking than Hosmer, in your opinion?
I think so. Okay. I think so, respectfully, to Eric Hosmer, who's doing great for himself. Kelsey, of course, wants a word, but mm-hmm. yeah. It's about to be Cags City, and I don't think Bobby will have any problem with it, letting someone else. And you guys have heard the young man behind the microphone. He is he's very polished. You can tell he has a college education. He's been in front of microphones before. The clubhouse, the city, Kauffman Stadium will be his in short order.
What's next for the next 2 weeks besides the Bobby Witt and getting all that information cleared up? Is there anything else left that you need to see in these final 2 weeks before opening day?
I would like to see someone take a stranglehold on a bench spot. Right now, the final couple of bench spots to me are being won by default. I told you about the whirling dervish that was Nelson Velasquez in right field. Nick Prado's not really taking that stranglehold. I'd like to say the fifth starter spot, Daniel Lynch, has made it interesting. I still think Chris Bubich has the edge there. The final 2 weeks to me are just about remaining healthy and letting guys like Waka, Lugo, and Reagans get their pitch count up and get ready for the regular season. There's two spots on the 26-man roster, in my opinion, that are currently open, barring injury. So, now it's just cross your fingers. Everybody stays healthy for the next 2 weeks.
Well, Vern, two things. Shout out Katie V. She went from the faux hawk to no hawk.
Very nice.
Yeah, hey, have a good show. Anything coming up on the hot stove tonight?
Yeah, hoping to run down Royals Hall of Famer Mike Sweeney. Always great stories and the impact that he's made on a lot of these young Royals, from Gavin Cross to Jack Caglione. The stories that they tell me about Sweeney, and something that always jumps out to me. I tell you, we were in Peoria yesterday. Anytime we go to Peoria, Ichiro always makes sure he runs over to the Royals dugout to shake Mike Sweeney's hand. I'd like to find out a little bit more about that relationship with the newly minted Hall of Famer. So hopefully Mike Sweeney, to go along with, Vinny, Kevin Biggio, Sam Long, should be a real fun show tonight at 6.
Awesome. Nice, Vern. Have a good show. 6 o'clock, 96.5 The Fan, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. That's Josh Vernier there here on 96.5 The Fan. Gonna have a loaded show, man.
Mike Sweeney. Sweeney. I don't need anything else.
Sweeney's so awesome.
There was some story I kind of heard with Q last night talking about Ichiro, but the audio wasn't the best. Uh-huh. And I think he was talking about Sweeney bringing the lineup card out or meeting Ichiro and having that conversation with him and how cool that was. And, so I am interested now to hear more about the Ichiro Mike Sweeney relate, because they probably played together in Seattle. Sweeney was there for that hot minute, in Seattle. So obviously, I would imagine. imagine Ichiro wasn't a Marlin at that point in time.
No.
So he probably, you know, has the connection with Ichiro. And as everybody knows, if you don't like Mike Sweeney, that's your problem, not Mike's.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sweeney low-key has one of the best batting stances of all time.
He's one of the greatest hitters that we've seen in this organization. It's too bad his back gave out, man. I mean, that guy could rake.
Great guy, great player, great personality. Just
the
just
whole great. Package. I mean, Mike Sweeney was like those years, man, when Mike Sweeney was the only guy on that team that would do anything. Yeah. And he was the nicest guy. He talked to you every day. The relationship with Mike Sweeney that I had and still have, obviously.
Right.
But I mean, he was just such a special human being. There's nobody better as a human than that guy, Mike Sweeney, man.
I wish I could tell you on the air what he said to me about the Yankees when we started that series in Kansas City. I met him on the side of the field, and he's like, he told me something. I'll tell you guys off the air. Coming up on the other side, Gastineau and the Beatles? Somehow we'll make it make sense here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This report brought to you by KRT Muscle Cream on the Missouri side, 71 southbound, heavy as you make your way up to and past 75th Street with construction reporting in the area. A body in motion stays in motion until you feel that first muscle tighten. KRT helps you get back in action with all natural pain relief in just minutes. Learn more at KRTRelief.com. That's KRTRelief.com. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it!
Basketball, please stop. That's fun. Tim Robinson. Have you watched Detroiters yet?
I have not.
Did you see that he's doing a movie with Paul Rudd?
I cannot wait. Me and my friends are all stoked.
Yeah, they said it got great reviews at the, what do they call that?
Oh, they had like a film festival or whatever?
Yeah, the film festival.
The South by Southwest one? Yeah. Has that already happened in Texas or no?
No, because you had to get to charge
the SAG. Yeah, it is called that. Yeah,
the SAG. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, the SAG Awards?
Yes. They said it got great reviews, said it should be the comedy of the summer.
Let's go. I love Paul Rudd, too.
What's the name of it going to be, did you say? And what's it about?
I don't know. It's like, I think it's a bromance.
Okay.
I know it's Paul Rudd. Gosh, what is the name? Come on, text line.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Okay. So a 90-minute comedy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Which is awesome. And that's what you want.
I'm in on that.
And I'll wait till it comes to HBO Max.
Yeah. And we'll see it when it streams. Yeah, it's funny, though, you say that. You mentioned the SAG Awards when I was at Channel 9. I was part of the SAG union. Still, I think, am. But they used to send you a stack of DVDs with all the movies that were nominated. So you could just watch them at home. Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Matt Damon.
I love a movie with a sentence synopsis. A man tries to befriend his charismatic new neighbor, but it soon threatens to ruin both of their lives.
Oh,
there you go.
Very good.
And that's it.
Did you ever watch The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
You know, I think I may have, but I know the title, obviously. I can't remember.
With Ben Stiller? Is that right?
Yeah.
Great movie.
It's based on like a very short story.
Oh, I didn't know what it was based on. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
Somebody says The Friendship is a horror film.
Horror film.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Never mind.
Is that what the category puts it in?
90-minute comedy? Yeah. No, horror film. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
But also funny.
Like, is it one of those, like, scary date movie type thing, you know, type of horror movie? Or is it, like, a horror movie? Because it's a horror movie, I'm out. I don't care who's in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, not my scene. Not I do not either, watch anything. That's why I think Halloween sucks. Some people take it way too serious.
Some people really get into Halloween. Yeah, like Louis Black does this routine. He goes, if you're an adult and you're dressing up for Halloween, why? Like, you're an adult. You can dress up any day of the year. And when people say, who are you? You can say, I'm Batman. Who the hell are you? Yeah. So, like, adults that dress up, do it every day of the year.
Or you
who
have
cares?
That one family member that takes it way serious, dressed up like in a scarecrow, sits in the front porch. You think it's just a nut decoration. Yeah. Then you go to the joint, like, oh, I love the. Yeah. Remember the video where the guy punched the dude in the face?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Hey, man, honestly.
Sorry.
So it is a horror film.
Yeah, it's giving, like, comedy horror. Oh, okay. Like a satire horror kind of thing.
You can do whatever you want and say whatever the hell you want.
Okay,
if you get that reference. So somebody said on X, CBS College Basketball theme song is objectively better than any Beatles song ever. I know that I am
enemy number one today because I don't think the draft is a top three sporting event. I don't think the Beatles, I don't like the Beatles.
Okay, let's have a conversation then, okay? Because I
promise I won't get mad.
I am you, you were me. I was you with the Beatles my entire life because my dad, the Beatles, the Beatles. And it may not have been, but it sure as hell felt like it. Listening in his car, CBS FM, the oldies of the 50s and 60s. And it seemed like it was the Beatles all the time. And you get to that point where you're just like, I'm overserved on the Beatles. I'm done, right? The Beatles became my gin, my, you know, bad tequila, Cuervo, Stella at this point in time. Things that you just had way too much of and you're done with, right? And the Beatles were that for me for a very, very, very long time. And then this stupid movie came out a couple of years ago. I watched part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing where, like, the guy goes back in time and they live life like if the Beatles never existed.
I've only seen a clip of it. I haven't. Is it a good movie or it's okay?
I watched part of it,
okay,
right?
Gotcha.
It wasn't like I watched the whole thing. And that starts the wheels turning. Mm. Like, if the Beatles never existed, where the hell are we with music today, right? Because of how many people came off that Beatles tree. Mm-hmm. And so I started to appreciate the Beatles more. And anybody that can sing a song about the letter B, I mean, that is just unbelievable to me. About one letter, they made a whole song. Now, did they get weird at the end? Yeah, it got a little weird when the sitar got involved and that kind of stuff. But man, I'll tell you what, I've come full circle on the Beatles, and I am more appreciative of the Beatles than I ever have been. I told you I'm with that with Adele now, too. Like, I'm welcoming Adele into my life. For whatever reason, I'm appreciating certain music and different music more than I ever have before. All that being said, the college basketball theme on CBS is still the best. I mean, it really is. It is better because everybody knows when you hear that college basketball theme, it's time for one of the coolest events of the year.
The draft.
Right? Yes. March Madness, baby. The brackets. Thursday, Friday. You hear that theme song, everybody gets excited about that.
So let me kind of have the same sort of argument, like the cousin, because you say appreciate.
Right? Yeah, right.
I say respect. I don't like their music, but I respect their music.
That's fair.
Here's another example. I don't like Metallica's music, but what they did for rock is out of this world. Like, I respect that. I'm just not really big into, like, she loves you,
of course. I'm not into that one either. They sang that on the Golden Girls and it was really bad.
Trust me. Okay, I'll address the elephant in the room. I love Bruce Springsteen. Not everybody loves Bruce Springsteen, but people can respect him. Whereas I clown the Beatles for their type of music. A lot of people are like, how can you like Bruce Springsteen? Every song is, you know, it's like Tom Waits. I like Tom Waits, and a lot of people like Tom Waits because they can't understand what he's saying. I think the Beatles are great for what they did. They revolutionized rock and roll, no doubt about it, right?
The British invasion, man, like, with all these bands.
You don't have to like Taylor Swift,
right?
But she had you could respect what she's done to pop and to whatever she's been a part of.
If you can't respect that, then that's on you,
right? And so you don't have to like it, but you can respect it. So now I will say this. If I do listen to the Beatles, I mean, give it to me when they were doing Acid. Like, Yellow Submarine, I think that's their best album. Like, I'm the Walrus, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Yeah, right? So, like, all that stuff. And, you know, I think this text has a great,
Yellow Submarine was a weird album, man.
Oh, that's because they were finally growing up.
Yeah, no, it was a weird album.
So, like, you know, I mean, and that's just the thing.
I mean, we all live in a Yellow Submarine.
You know?
Sung after a sandwich shop in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, Yellow Sub. How you doing? But yeah, I mean, I just think that, like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you don't necessarily have to love or like their music, but you can respect them. Like, a lot of, you know, that's just, I think, the way music is. Like, not everybody's a Led Zeppelin head.
No.
But they know what they did for music, right?
Led Zeppelin, I mean,
Right, and, like, Led Zeppelin's probably not where they are if it wasn't for the Beatles. So, I mean, I'm sure, and, like, a lot of people do that. Like, Elvis, not a fan.
I'm not a huge Elvis fan. My wife hates Elvis. Ralph loves Elvis, so we'll play it at the tailgate a lot.
Well, he also stole his style. He stole the style that he uses.
Everybody steals everything, though, at some point in entertainment, don't they?
And sports and texts and tweets.
Yeah, all over the place. Tweets, especially. I've seen a lot of people steal
tweets. Mac, what's your opinion of the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
I knew it.
Love the Beatles. It's my mom's favorite band. So kind of like your parents, I grew up listening to it all the time.
Which would make you hate it, though.
I didn't get the resentment, I guess, from it. Maybe I didn't have it on as much in the car as my mom did. Like, different kind of radio was on in my mom's car. But
what was on your mother's radio?
It was just talk radio. Right. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm obsessed with the Beatles. One of my favorite bands. But
what is your favorite song?
8 Days a Week.
Okay. I love you 8 days a week, letter B.
It's good. It's close.
No religion.
You see, that was fun.
Yesterday is the movie. Okay.
Yesterday, yes. Yesterday. And that is a great song, too. Yesterday.
I mean,
There's a lot of music, I think, that, you know, you grow up with or you love or you respect. Yeah. And there's, you know, there's music like this.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
Sorry, Vip.
It's kind of like Bob Dylan, right?
Did you
like,
just apologize to Vip?
Yeah, because he's a huge Sting guy.
He is.
Yeah, so you know.
Name another guy you know that is a big Sting fan, other than Vip.
Are we talking about the artist or the wrestler?
The artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
anybody like Sting's fine. Whatever. Like,
I kind of liked the Police.
I know Police fans. Yeah,
yeah, right. But like, that's another one of those random bands. Like, I don't know that you have many of those diehard. Like, are there a lot of diehard Police fans out there?
My parents,
really?
Yeah.
I bet this guy's a huge Beatles fan. His name is Josh Briscoe, and he'll join us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.